We're doing a 50. The first 25 is slow, the second 25 is fast.
Elijah Brumwell, a swim instructor at Tom Landry Fitness Center, has one more chance to get his young athletes ready for the big race.
All right, go. Asia, let's go.
None of the 9 kids in the pool could swim last fall. Now their arms slap down ahead of them while their feet kick them forward through the water. After months of practicing 3 times a week, the kids are getting a bit rowdy.
Demaria, pull your pants up. Same thing. Go.
These kids are all between 10 and 14 years old and are part of an after-school program for at-risk kids in South Dallas, run by Baylor Scott & White Health and the city.
The majority of adolescents get into trouble between the hours of 3 and 6. And so if we can occupy their time with some constructive activities, then they're less likely to get into trouble.
Tyson Bain runs the after-school program with help from a handful of companies and foundations. They provide tutoring, healthy eating classes, and exercise. The program is in its 4th year, although this is their first time training kids for a triathlon. Bain used a strong incentive to get the kids to the race on Saturday. Actually, a bribe.
So all the kids get to keep all of their equipment. So the tri-kit jersey, their swim trunks, their goggles, their cap, their bike, their running shoes, and obviously their helmet. They have to wear a helmet when they bike.
They can even keep the bike locks that Bain gave them, and they're going to need them. The kids in the pool at the Baylor Medical Center look like a real team in matching blue suits, goggles, and swim caps. 14-year-old Asia Womack has loved training for the triathlon.
I just like to swim, bike, and sort of run.
Do you feel like you've gotten faster at any of those things since you started training?
Swimming, because I used to be a slow swimmer. Now I've speeded up a little, enough where I think I could place first, second, or third.
Her friend and teammate Tamaya Liggins is also pumped for the race. She hopes the breakneck training will pay off.
It's a lot of hard work because what we do, running and biking on some days at the same time. And like when we finish getting off our bikes, we just got to get off and then automatically start running.
The lament of every triathlete. 11-year-old Tamaya has overcome some big fears of the pool to get this far.
Sometimes we'd be in like the 6th and the 5 feet, but then we go at the 7 feet. And you know, we can't stand up.
Hopefully she won't need to stand up, but will keep swimming to the end on Saturday. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.